Indiana real estate headlines. Average realtor commission data for IN sellers, updated for 2026. A new guide breaks down what home sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Indiana and how they can reduce those costs. IN real estate professionals need to understand commission benchmarks and consumer savings strategies to remain competitive and transparent with clients. Review the 2026 Indiana commission breakdown at the source link to align your pricing discussions with current market expectations. Indiana real estate headlines. New Indiana property record search tool consolidates owner, deed, and lien data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a centralized platform for searching Indiana property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in IN can streamline due diligence and transaction research without navigating multiple county databases. Add htdiana.propertychecker.com/ to your closing and prospecting toolkit. Indiana real estate headlines. Northwest Indiana Realtor Commission Guide: What IN Pros Should Know for 2022. The source breaks down realtor commission fees, how to find low commission agents, and highlights low realtor fees in Indiana. Understanding local commission structures helps Indiana real estate professionals stay competitive and transparent with clients in their market. Review the full commission breakdown at the source URL to benchmark your own fee structure against Northwest Indiana rates. Indiana real estate headlines. Indiana commission rates trail national average. New survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found Indiana's average real estate commission is 5.50%. This below national pricing positions Indiana agents to competitively market their services while educating clients on local market norms. Review the full survey data to benchmark your own commission structure at hlistwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Indiana/. Indiana real estate updates. Indiana commission rates hold at 5%-6%. What IN agents should know about splits and negotiability. A new breakdown explains how Indiana's average 5%-6% real estate commissions work, including how they're split and whether they're negotiable. IN agents need clarity on standard commission structures to remain transparent with clients in today's market. Review the full commission breakdown at h/rotelli.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-indiana/. Indiana Real Estate Updates Index. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in IN, read the source. https://igrsup.gov/igrsup New Property Search Action. Indiana Real Estate Updates. Real Estate Broker Commission Rates India. Visit this link if you want to know about the Real Estate Broker Commission Rates India. Here you will read how the brokerage relationship work. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in IN. Read the source. w.nobroker.in/forum What is real estate broker to commission/. Indiana Real Estate Updates. Indiana Public Records Online Directory. Indiana Public Records. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in IN. Read the source. daf.publicrecords.net/ronline.com/state/IN. Indiana Real Estate Updates. Porter County IN expands record search tools for land records, liens, and property taxes. Porter County offers online access to land records, liens, property taxes and assessments, GIS maps, and military discharge copies through its record searches portal. Real estate professionals in IN can streamline due diligence and title research with centralized county record access for transactions in Porter County. Bookmark https://wportercountyn.gov/1897record-searches for quick reference during your next Porter County closing. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market. It's when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most IN jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.